大家不要紧张，我只有一篇很短的道。感谢主，今天有十二位弟兄姐妹接受了敬礼。
Thank the Lord for the 12 people who are baptized today.
今天他们十二个人做了人生最重要的一件事情，就是借着敬礼归入了耶稣基督。我们和他们一同感激神，感到欢喜快乐。
These 12 people did the most important thing in their life, which is to be baptized into Christ, and we rejoice with them.
那根据圣经的教导，一个人信主之后应该做四件事情。
According to the Bible, a person ought to do four things once he or she accepts Jesus.
第一，他应该接受敬礼，归入基督的名下。
First is to be baptized into Christ.
耶稣吩咐他的门徒说，你们要奉父子圣灵的名给人施敬。
Jesus commanded his disciples to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
那信而受敬是神的旨意。一个人信主之后，首先要奉三一真神的名受敬，归入基督的名下。
It is the will of God for a believer to be baptized. So the first thing after accepting the Lord is to be baptized into Christ in the name of our triune God.
根据使徒行传的记载，凡是相信耶稣的人都遵照耶稣的吩咐接受了敬礼。
So therefore, everyone who accepts Jesus should submit and obey God's will and accept baptism.
第二件事情就是将主日分别为圣来敬拜神。
The second thing is to keep the Sabbath holy and worship God.
信主之后，你要把七日的头一日分别出来，守为圣日，敬拜上帝。
As a Christian, you are to set apart the first day of the week to keep it holy to worship God.
啊，上帝是万福之源，你来敬拜他，不是你来给神恩惠，而是你来得到神的恩惠。
God is the source of all that is good, and when you come to worship Him, you're not doing Him a favor, but rather you receive from God His grace.
你不是先去做其他的事，等你有空了再来敬拜神，而是你先去敬拜神，七日的第一日先来敬拜神，然后才去做其他的事。
You come to worship God on the first day of the week, then you go and do the other things.
在每个循环的一开始，第一天你来敬拜神，使这一天成为其他六天的祝福。
So with each weekly cycle, first go worship God on the first day. Make this day a blessing for the other six days.
第三就是你要研读圣经，要使你的灵命得到喂养。
The third thing is to read the Bible, which is your spiritual food.
那耶稣说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
那大家都知道，婴儿要吃奶才会成长，那基督徒要吃神的话语才会成长。
And we all know that an infant must have milk to grow, and so too a Christian must consume the word of God to grow.
你信主之后要马上开始吸收神的话语，不要让自己的灵命挨饿。
Once you accept Jesus, you must immediately consume God's word so that your spiritual self does not go hungry.
那你要做两件事情。
You must do two things here.
第一，你要有规律的读圣经。
You must read the Bible systematically.
第二，你每周要来到神的面前，用一颗谦卑的心和信心来好好的听道。
The second thing is to come before the Lord every Sunday with a faithful and humble heart to listen intently to the pastor's message.
你信主之后要做的第四件事情就是过团契生活，彼此相爱。
The fourth thing is to live your life in fellowship, to love one another.
我要跟大家讲清楚一件事情啊，就是团契它不是教会的一种活动，而是基督徒一种特殊的生活方式。
Now fellowship is not a church activity, it is actually a Christian lifestyle.
团契它的意思就是一起生活。
Fellowship means to live life with one another.
你信主之后，你不要独自生活，这样的话，你的生命会变得贫乏。你信主之后，要跟其他弟兄姐妹一起生活，这样你的生命才会变得丰盛。
After you accept Jesus, do not live in isolation. Otherwise, your life will become desolate. You ought to have fellowship with other believers, so your life will flourish.
因为神的旨意是要人的生命经过爱的滋润之后才会变得丰盛。
It is God's will for a person's life to flourish when watered with love.
那团契的特质是一起生活，它的内容就是爱。
The unique feature of fellowship is to live life with one another, and the content of that fellowship is love.
主耶稣要他的门徒过团契生活，彼此相爱，使生命更加的丰盛。
Jesus meant for his disciples to fellowship, to love one another, so that their lives will flourish.
或许你会问啊，一个人信主之后为什么还要受浸？浸礼到底有什么意义呢？
Now, some people may ask, why does a person need to be baptized after accepting Jesus? What is the meaning of baptism?
让我来解释一下浸礼的意义。
Let us understand what it means to be baptized.
浸礼有个根基，它的根基就是你对耶稣基督的信心。
First is the root of baptism, which is your faith in Christ.
圣经说，信而受浸的必定得救。
The Bible says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
圣经又说，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
The Bible also says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
先相信耶稣啊，有个先后次序哈，先相信耶稣，然后受浸，这是圣经的教导。
First, believe in Jesus, then be baptized. This is the Bible's teaching.
信心是看不见的，浸礼，刚才的浸礼是看得见的，看不见的是看得见的根本。
While faith itself is invisible, baptism is done in plain sight. What is invisible is the foundation of that which is visible.
那就好像一棵树啊，因为先有在地底下你看不见的根，上面才会有你看得见的枝根叶。
This is analogous to a tree where its root is hidden from sight underground, while its leaves and branches are above ground for all to see.
信心和敬礼不能够分开，就好像树根跟枝叶不能分开一样，因为它们本来就是一体。
But the roots of a tree cannot be separated from the leaves and branches because they are a part of one body. In the same way, faith and baptism cannot be separated.
浸礼的源头是神的爱。
Now the source of baptism is God's love.
信而受浸这件事情不是人发明的，是上帝的恩典。
Faith and baptism is not man-made, it is a gift from God.
圣经说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The Bible says,For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，他为了挽救我们这些罪人，让他的独生子耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上，受尽了痛苦。
To redeem us sinners, he led his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to carry the burden for our sins, to suffer and die on the cross.
各位朋友，弟兄姐妹，只要你一相信神的旨意是基督，他宝血的功效就在你身上发作，使你一切的罪得到赦免。
Brothers and sisters, only through faith, Jesus' blood works in us, allow us to receive forgiveness for our sins.
浸礼的意义，第三，从里面来讲，浸礼发动你与基督的联合。
The third meaning of Christ is that it starts the inward union between you and Christ.
圣经说，我们受浸是归入基督的死，好叫我们在基督的复活上与他联合。
The Bible says that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death and became united with him through his resurrection.
我们说基督徒有新生命，这是因为你跟主联合的缘故。
A Christian's new life is the fruit of being one with the Lord.
你与主联合，你才有得胜的新生命；你没有与主联合，你就没有得胜的新生命。
Only through being united with the Lord will we have a victorious new life. If we are not united with the Lord, we will not have that victorious life.
那圣经说，当你受浸的时候，不但是在基督的死上与他联合，也是在他的复活上与他联合。
The Bible says that when you are baptized into Christ, you not only become united in him with him in death, but also in his resurrection.
圣经还说到一件很奇妙的事情，他说当你受浸的时候，好像穿上一件衣服，是披戴了基督。
The Bible also describes baptism in an interesting way. It says that you clothe yourself with Christ when you are baptized.
圣经说，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受浸归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
The Bible says, so in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
所谓披戴基督就是穿上基督的衣服，使别人一看就知道你是属于基督的，你是个基督徒。
To clothe yourself with Christ means to put on his likeness so that others can see that you are a disciple of Christ.
你披戴基督就是说我愿意人家看到我是个基督徒。你不愿意披戴基督，不愿意受浸，就是说我不愿意人家知道我是个基督徒。
To clothe yourself with Christ is to let others know that you are a Christian. If you're not willing to clothe yourself with Christ, then you're not willing to let others know that you're a Christian.
那弟兄姐妹，受浸是我们基督徒的荣誉。
Baptism is a Christian's honor.
我们这些罪人身上还能够披戴基督，是我们无比的荣誉。
For a sinner to be able to put on Christ is his greatest honor.
浸礼的意义最后就是浸礼它是做门徒的起点。
The last part in the meaning of baptism is that it is the beginning of your discipleship.
我要讲清楚一件事情啊，就是浸礼不是毕业典礼，而是开学典礼。
Baptism is not a graduation ceremony. It actually marks the first day of school.
耶稣对他的门徒说，所以你们要去奉父子圣灵的名给人施浸，凡我所吩咐的都教训他们遵守，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus told his disciples to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age.
那我们非常感谢主，今天有12位弟兄姐妹受浸，那这是他们跟随耶稣做门徒的起点。
For the 12 brothers and sisters who are baptized today, today is their first step in following Jesus Christ.
最后我要跟大家介绍一个字，这个字叫做 OCEAN, Ocean.
Next, I'd like to use this acronym, Ocean.
我以下的话是对我们中间的基督徒讲的。
What I'm about to say is for all of you.
就是我们教会离太平洋很近，大部分弟兄姐妹的家乡是在海洋的那一边。
Our church is located really close to the Pacific Ocean, and for many of us, our old home is on the other side of that ocean.
那最近我一直在思考一个健全的传福音的策略。
I've been thinking about how to share the gospel in a more complete way.
好，神使我想到了大家所熟悉的海洋 ocean 这个字。
God gave me a vision of the ocean in this word.
我用 OCEAN这五个字母来代表传福音的五个步骤。
I'm going to use this word ocean as an acronym to explain the strategy of sharing the gospel.
你有了这五个步骤，福音才会传得健全跟完整。
You need to follow these five steps so that the gospel that you preach can be complete and accurate.
缺少了其中的任何一个步骤，福音就传得不完整。
If you miss any of these steps, then in your efforts, your gospel might not be complete.
那一般基督徒传福音会做错第三个步骤。
Now, many Christians, when they share the gospel, they make a mistake on the third step.
他们不做第四、第五个步骤。
And they often completely neglect the fourth and fifth steps.
所以福音常常会传得不健全。
And as a result,Spreading of the gospel often becomes ineffective.
现在我就给大家来介绍 Ocean.
So let me introduce the acronym Ocean.
O 就是献上祷告的祭 ,offering of prayers. 你先向神祷告。
The O stands for offering of prayers.
C 就是与人接触 ,contact.
C stands for contact.
E 就是 evangelism, 传福音。
E for evangelism.
A 就是 assimilation, 融入群体。
A for assimilation.
最后那个 N 是 nurture, 就是培育门徒。
N stands for nurture.
我再稍微进一步的来解释啊。
Let me explain each of these steps.
Ocean, 我们先看第一个。
Let us look at the first one, letter O.
你献上这个祷告，向神献上你祷告的奉献，祷告的祭，再代表你在传福音的事情上，你是依靠神的。
You always offer up prayers to God first because you are relying on God in your efforts to evangelize.
Contact, 与人接触，就表示说你愿意为了主耶稣基督的缘故跟人建立起关系来。
Contact stands for your ability and willingness to establish relationships with other people.
想到 evangelism 的时候，我想到了两个字，就是 presenting Jesus.
E is for evangelism, and when I think of this word, I think of presenting Jesus.
你传福音的时候就是要把耶稣呈现出来，不是讲别的，讲耶稣。
When you're evangelizing, what you're doing is presenting Jesus. You're not really talking about other things.
不是讲信神有什么好处可以替你解决问题，而是把耶稣他怎么生怎么死把它呈现出来。
You're not focused on what God can do for other people, what they can do for the person you're evangelizing to, but it's about presenting Jesus, how he died, why he died, how his death has to do with their sin.
Assimilation, 它的意思就是让人跟基督的身体相连接。
A stands for assimilation, which means connecting people to the body of Christ.
那个人信主之后你要让他跟其他的弟兄跟耶稣基督的身体教会连为一体。
Once a person accepts Jesus, you need to invite him and bring him to be connected to the church, to the body.
帮助他过肢体的生活。
Helping him to live life in fellowship.
最后这个 N nurture 就是培育门徒。
Last N stands for nurture, which means discipleship.
做门徒才能够使生命丰盛，所以培育门徒就是帮助人家借着做门徒使生命丰盛。
You need to nurture the new believer to become a faithful disciple. That way you can actually have a full and victorious life.
为了加深大家的印象，我画了一个图，海洋里面有五个波浪。第一个就是 O, offering of prayers.
So through this diagram, hope all of you can remember this acronym, O, for offering of prayers.
然后就是 contact.
Next is contact.
然后是 evangelism, 然后是 assimilation, 最后是 nurture,
and finally nurture.
这是传福音的一个健全的策略。
This is a strategy for sharing the gospel effectively and completely.
最后我想在弟兄姐妹当中要做一个严肃的呼召。
Next, I'd like to, have an invitation to the brothers and sisters here.
我呼召宣教士。
I'm actually calling for missionaries.
这个宣教士不需要到海洋的另外一边去，就留在洛杉矶。我呼召的是本地的宣教士 ,home missionaries.
I'm calling for missionaries that are willing to serve here locally.
我们教会有个三年的传福音的计划，我邀请你与我一起同工。
Our church right now is in the midst of a 3-year gospel development project, and I wish all of you would join me in this project.
我们需要20名的校园宣教士。
We need 20 missionaries who will share gospel on school campuses.
需要20名的社区宣教士。
We want 20 missionaries who are willing to go in our local communities.
那最后我们需要10名的 internet 宣教士。
We want 10 missionaries who are able to develop an online ministry.
在你们的秩序单里面有一张白色的夹单。
There is a form in your bulletin today, the white color form.
这是一张回应单。
This is a response card.
如果你有感动，愿意 commit 三年的时间，2013到2015。做一名宣教士的话，请你选择一项来打勾。
If you feel God's calling to serve in one of these three areas for the next 3 years, I wish for you to fill out the card.
你只需要打一个勾，然后写上你的名字。
Just go ahead and put a check mark by the one of the three areas you'd like to serve for the next 3 years.
但是你这个。勾一打下去的话，你就是向神委身三年的时间。
Remember, when you make this check mark, you're making a commitment to God for 3 years.
那我希望我们中间有足够的宣教士，在洛杉矶这个广大的合场，我们一起来为主耶稣基督传福音。
Our church needs more missionaries to share the gospel for the sake of Jesus Christ.
我们现在要来唱一首诗歌，唱诗歌的时候，如果你有感动，请你把那张表格就放在这个前面的桌子上。
Now we're going to sing a hymn, and during this hymn, if you hear God's calling to be a missionary, and you fill out the form, please bring the form forward and place it on the altar in the front.
我们现在打开我们的诗歌本。
Let us open our hymnals.
Hymn number 478.
We're going to sing all three verses.
在唱这三节诗歌的时候，如果你心中有感动，愿意成为一名宣教士，就请你把你那张签过名的单子就放在前面，然后就可以回去。
Again, during the singing of the hymn, if you feel God's calling to be a missionary, please bring your response card and place them on the front on the altar, and then you can return to your seat.
请大家一起起立，我们唱478首。
Let's rise.
如果你有感动，请你把单子放到前面。Please join me in prayers. 请我们一起来祷告。Father, we thank you for the baptism. We thank you for the commitments people are just making to you. In 3 years, we offer ourselves as your missionaries in this place, Los Angeles, on the west side, and whichever area you put us.We are willing to serve God, serve our Lord Jesus Christ, follow His steps, and spread His gospel. So please give us strength, energy, joy in the heart, and the dedication and commitment to follow you. I thank you for all the people who honor you just now. And may their lives will be forever changed by the commitment they made today.That they will live a stronger and happier life because they are willing to serve God and Christ. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.